This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Registered nurses are warning about potentially deep staffing cuts to the VA. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
VA Secretary Doug Collins is looking to cut as many as 80,000 jobs. Sharda Fornarino is a registered ICU nurse with 25 years experience and state director of a group called National Nurses United. She says the staffing at VA never recovered after people left during the pandemic.
We have already been short well before this, trying to meet the budget, and now we're going to get rid of. We have to lower the number of employees here. So I do think in that sense, we're in big trouble.
Collins has accused critics of fear-mongering. He says the goal is a 15% decrease, but didn't give specifics.
John Daly reporting. NPR and Colorado Public Radio have joined to sue the Trump administration for restricting federal funding. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The lawsuit claims that President Donald Trump's executive order to cut federal funding to public broadcasters is a violation of the First Amendment. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Washington, D.C., claims that the order is retaliation for news coverage that the administration believes is not fair, accurate, or unbiased. NPR joined together with the CPR Network and two other Colorado public radio stations as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. In a joint statement, the Colorado station said this is not about politics, but principle. CPR is mostly funded by individual contributions, but gets a small but important amount from federal sources.
CPR's Ben Marcus. It's 5:06.